Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we're delving into the topic of harnessing technology for emergency preparedness. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm eager to discuss how technology can play a crucial role in emergency preparedness for listeners.
How can listeners ensure they're effectively using these apps for their safety?
Users can effectively use apps for natural disaster alerts by downloading reliable apps. Choose reputable and reliable apps developed by trusted sources such as governmental agencies, weather services, or disaster release organizations from official app stores to ensure accuracy, reliability, and security. Testing apps in advance. Familiarize yourself with the features, functions, and settings of natural disaster alerts apps before an emergency occurs by testing them in advance, adjusting preferences, and understanding how to respond to alerts and notifications effectively. Creating emergency plans. Develop and review emergency preparedness plans with family members, caregivers, or neighbors, including how to use natural disaster apps, where to find shelter, and how to communicate during emergency to ensure everyone knows what to do in the case of disasters. Staying informed. Stay informed about local weather conditions, emergency alerts, and evacuation orders by regularly monitoring alerts and updates provided by natural disaster alert apps, local news sources, or official government websites. Sharing information. Share information about natural disaster alert apps with family members, friends, or neighbors encourage them to download and use the apps for their safety and well-being during emergency.
Thank you, Wayne, for those valuable insights. Why are smart devices crucial for delivering emergency notifications to listeners, and how can they be utilized effectively?
Smart devices are critical for delivering emergency notification to listeners because they offer multiple channels for receiving alerts, ensuring listeners are informed and prepared during crisis. Here are some ways smart devices can be utilized effectively for emergency notifications. Smartphones. Listeners can receive emergency alerts on their smartphones through wireless emergency alerts issued by government agencies, as well as through mobile apps for weather alerts, disaster notification, and public safety alerts. Additionally, smartphones can be integrated with personal emergency response systems or medical alert apps for immediate assistance during emergencies. Smart speakers. Users can use smart speakers such as Amazon Echo or Google Home to receive verbal emergency notifications, weather updates, or safety alerts by enabling skills or actions provided by emergency management agencies, weather services, or other organizations. Smart speakers can also be programmed to notify caregivers or smart family members in the case of emergencies. Smart watches. Listeners can wear smart watches or wearable devices equipped with emergency notification features such as fall detection, heart rate monitoring, or SOS buttons to receive alerts and summon help quickly in the case of accidents, medical emergencies, or other critical situations. Smart home systems. Listeners can install smart home systems with integrated sensors, alarms, and monitoring devices such as smart detectors, smart carbon monoxide detectors, or water leak sensors that can detect emergencies and send alerts to smartphones and smart speakers to alert listeners and caregivers. Text-to-speech technology. Users with visual or hearing impairments can benefit from text-to-speech technology available on smart devices, which can convert text-based emergency alerts into audible notifications or spoken messages to ensure that they receive critical information during emergency.
These are indeed valuable applications of smart devices for emergency notifications. How can listeners ensure they're making the most of these technologies for their safety?
Listeners can make the most of smart devices for emergency notifications by customizing settings. Customize notification settings on smart devices to receive alerts for relevant emergencies such as severe weather warnings, evacuation orders, or public safety threats, and adjust preferences for delivery methods, frequency, or urgency based on individual needs and preferences. Integrating devices. Integrate smart devices such as smartphones, smart speakers, smart watches, and smart home systems to create a connected ecosystem that can deliver synchronized emergency notifications and enable seamless communication and coordination during crisis. Testing systems. Test emergency notification systems and features on smart devices regularly to ensure they are functioning correctly, receiving alerts promptly, and delivering notifications effectively in various scenarios, including power outages, network disruptions, or adverse weather conditions. Educating others. Educate family members, caregivers, or neighbors about the capacities and benefits of smart devices for emergency notifications, and provide instructions or training how to use these technologies to support seniors' safety and well-being during emergencies. Seeking assistance. Seek assistance or support from technology experts or community organizations or emergency management agencies in setting up, configuring, or troubleshooting smart devices for emergency notifications to ensure users have access to reliable and effective communication tools during crisis.
Thank you for those practical tips. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Greg Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.